Who's the better loser, a man or a woman?
It all depends on what they lose on...
People Are Funny.
Yes, transcribed from Hollywood, John Goodell's production of People Are Funny, brought to you by Forever Yours and Milky Way Candy Bars, both quality bars made famous by Mars. And now here's radio's top master of ceremonies, Art Linkletter.
Hello there, everybody. Well, here it is, a brand new year, our first broadcast of the new year. And guess what? I've made a resolution to be kind, courteous, and considerate to every contestant on People Are Funny through the whole year. Well, Roy Rowan, who's first to prove that I can't keep a resolution?
Mr. Robert Jeffrey from Meriden, Connecticut. Meet Art Linkletter.
How do you do, Mr. Jeffrey?
How do you do, Mr. Linkletter?
Did he say Meriden, Connecticut?
That's right, Meriden.
Well, that's the magic word. You win a big box of dark chocolate goodness, 24 Forever Yours candy bars. What do you do back there?
I work for International Silver Company.
You're a married man, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. You know, we give away some nice prizes on this show.
Yes, I know you do.
How would you like to win a 1954 Hudson jet with Hudson's instant action super induction engine?
Yeah, I would.
Uh-huh. Well, Mr. Jeffrey, I'm happy to be able to tell you that you are the only person who can't win it. Because this one's an outside stunt for our listeners only. Look at that. Only 1 minute of the broadcast, and I've already broken my resolution to be kind to contestants. Well, anyway, it's better to give than receive. Don't you think so?
Yes, I do.
I hope you believe that. Because, Mr. Jeffrey, your stunt tonight is to make somebody happy by giving them a gift. Now, this is what's going to happen. You're going to leave CBS and be driven out into Hollywood to a residential neighborhood. You're going to pick out any house. That's up to you. You just say, that one right there. We stop the car and you get out and you walk up. Be sure you notice the number of the street and everything, because when somebody answers the door, you tell them that you live at the same number, two blocks over, and that you got a Christmas present, you unwrapped it, and then you saw by the card inside that it was not for you and that you were bringing it over to them. You got that?
Yes, I've got that.
All right, now... Then you come over and you hand the person this beautiful antique lamp like this. Here, take it. You dropped it.
You dropped it.
Yeah, I dropped it, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
This is what we want you to do, see? I have some more lamps like this one.
Well,
now, you're going to have them in the back of the car. And you're going to take one of the lamps at a time. And you're going to go up to these doors, see? And you're going to say what I told you, that you've got the present. And as they reach out for the lamp, you drop it, just like I did. And it smashes into bits right on the porch in front of them. In other words, there are two basic emotions inside the mind of this person at the door. They're happy and grateful to you for being honest enough to bring their present over. And then they're madder than heck because you just busted it in front of them. Now, the question is, will they bust you? I think this is going to be an interesting experiment. We want you to take down, as long as you last, the various comments and the reactions of what they do. And then come back and report on how the people reacted when the late Christmas present arrived. Say goodbye to them, audience. Who's next, Roy?
Mr. and Mrs. George Cannon from Fairbanks, Alaska. Art, but they're waiting off stage.
Oh, yes, they're the newlyweds. And down through the last 13 years, some of our very finest guests on this program have been newlyweds. You know why? Newlyweds are a little more self-conscious, a little more easily embarrassed, a little more nervous than anybody else. Now, what we're going to find out tonight is how much Mrs. Cannon, the wife, one of our newlyweds, will sacrifice to keep her husband from doing a very embarrassing thing. Now, we'll give them a test. You'll find out what it is as it goes along. At a certain point, if she will save him from embarrassment at considerable sacrifice to her own self, we're going to give her a surprise gift that she doesn't know anything about. A beautiful Tappan gas range for their new home. All right, boys, bring them out and watch what happens. Because, remember, this is just a test. They don't know what's going on as yet. And our next couple is coming here now, Mr. and Mrs. Cannon. Oh, hello. How do you do, George? Where are you from, George?
Fairbanks, Alaska.
Oh, the ice has broken up early this winter. What do you do up there?
I have the photo finishing concession at Ladd Air Force Base and photography.
Uh-huh. And Mrs. Cannon?
I work for the Ladd Air Force Base with controller's office.
How long you been married?
17 days, 23 hours, and 15 minutes.
I'd say that you're in your late 30s.
A little later than that, Art.
Uh-huh. What kept you? Why did you wait so long to get married, George?
I had to find a good girl.
How'd you find her? What was she doing when you found her?
I called a friend of mine to ask her if she would like to go with me to Officer's Club at Candlelight and Wine, and she said that she was busy, but there was a nice gal that came in that she had known in Tokyo. She thought that she would like to go.
Ah, and you made a blind date with him?
It's a good one, too.
Yes. Well, now, you're going to go back to Alaska?
A week from tomorrow.
Yes. I feel sentimental when I talk to newlyweds. I'd like to do something nice for you, Mrs. Cannon. How would you like a few nice additions to your wardrobe, for instance?
I'd love that.
All right. I'm going to make it easy for you. You're just going to answer a few simple questions and a little quiz. And for every correct answer you give me, I'll add something nice to your wardrobe. How does that sound?
Well, thank you. That's wonderful.
Uh-huh. Mr. Cannon, does this sound like a good deal to you?
Sounds fine.
Well, I'm glad you agree, because the other part of the game goes this way. Every time we add to her wardrobe, we subtract from yours.
Oh, no.
How does that sound?
Not so good.
You may think you're back in Alaska here in a couple of minutes. Now, you remember that, Mrs. Cannon? Well, I'll show you how it works out. For instance, what's your address up there?
821 Northward Building, Fairbanks, Alaska.
That is absolutely right. And you have just won for yourself a pair of lovely lady shoes from Forever Yours.
Well, thank you.
Isn't that nice? Oh, by the way, Mr. Cannon, the other half of the game, would you take your shoes off, please? Oh, get a load of those socks. All right, now that's the first part of the game. Now, Mrs. Cannon, here's your next question. Do you know who was the second Assistant Secretary of the Navy?
I don't know.
That is correct. I asked you, do you know? You do not know. That is right. For that, you get a lovely cashmere sweater. Well, Mr. Cannon, you don't have a cashmere sweater on, but you have a coat on. We're paralleling here, so we'll take his coat off. That's fine. She's a pretty smart wife, huh?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Now, Mrs. Cannon, for a new blouse, listen carefully. If Railroad A is 4,157 miles long, and Railroad B is 2,237 miles long, which one is wider?
Well, they're the same width.
That is right. They are the same width. And you have just won a beautiful blouse. We'd like to have your shirt, please, if you don't mind. Well, all right. Now we come to a very important question, Mrs. Cannon. Your next prize is a beautiful pair of slacks. How are you today, Mr. Cannon?
Fine, Art.
What is the capital city of Illinois?
Chicago.
You know something? Chicago is not the capital of Illinois. The capital of Illinois happened, does anybody know?
Springfield.
Now, Mrs. Cannon, were you deliberately, did you know that? What was going on? I don't know whether you're deliberately trying to avoid winning these new slacks or whether you're not. Well, I tell you, you've only been married 17 days. Your husband is standing here with his pants on at the moment. But he will lose them here in front of 1,000 people if you answer this question correctly. Also, you'll get a $60 dress for yourself. Now, think these two alternatives over. You got a $60 dress or a husband without pants. Who was the first president of the United States?
I don't know.
Folks, just a minute. We don't want to make this too hard. I'm going to give you a hint. He was connected with a hatchet and a cherry tree. You don't want to say, all right? Do you have any ideas?
Go ahead, honey. Say Washington.
You want her to get the dress. You don't care about your pants. You let hers answer the question. You don't want to say?
I don't know.
Look at the dress. Look at the dress. Very beautiful dress. Feel it. She's looking over at her husband. That's a nice feel to it. Silky. Uh-huh. What do you think?
I don't remember.
Up to her. Up to her. Mrs. Cannon, this was really a test to see whether or not you would, for a prize, let your husband be this embarrassed. Now, how about reversing the game now? Would you like to have some new clothes?
Yes, I would, Art.
No, we're going to save that for television. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just kidding, and I'm not kidding about this, Mrs. Cannon, because you were a real nice, modest bride, and you did save your husband from embarrassment, even though he wanted you to have the dress, figuring he'd save himself $60. We're going to give you a surprise prize, a beautiful Tappan gas range for your home with the exclusive Tappan features. Isn't that
wonderful?
Nice? Good foods happen when you're cooking on a Tappan, whether you're in Alaska or in the Gulf of Mexico. And thanks for proving that people are funny.
And don't forget to always make yours forever yours.
Well, now who's next, Roy?
Mrs. Margie Neal from Los Angeles. Meet Art Linkletter.
Hello, Mrs. Neal.
Hello, Art.
A very pretty blonde girl, about 24?
25.
Uh-huh. Where are you from originally?
Tyler, Texas.
Mm-hmm. You're a married lady.
Yes.
Have any children?
I have two.
We have for you, for the dark chocolate fans in your house, a big box of 24 delicious Forever Yours candy bars. And you, what business is your husband in, Miss Neal?
Well, he sells for a living.
Mm-hmm. And did you meet him that way?
No, I met him in a radio station.
What were you doing there?
Well, I was on a ladies' trio.
And what was he doing there?
He was the announcer.
You like to talk. That's why you were picked out of the audience, I remember.
I love to.
All right. Now, could you talk about your husband for 1 minute and 30 seconds without making any embarrassing pauses while you thought of things to say?
Just give me a chance.
I'll not only give you a chance, but I'll pay you for it. I'm going to give you $2 a second worth of merchandise from Chicago's famous Spiegel store, and I'm going to give you 90 seconds so you could win $180 worth of anything you want from their big catalog. Now, that sounds easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is easy. There's only one proviso we'll make. Well, really, two. First of all, any time you pause to think of something to say, I'm going to start counting. One, two, three. And if I can count three, you've lost all the money up to that time, and you must start all over again. Now, you know a lot of nice things about your husband.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know you'd want to mention those. But the second thing we're going to impose on you is this. Every time that you hear this bell, every time that bell rings, you must switch from whatever you're saying. If it's good, you must switch to bad things without a break, without a pause, and so on, back and forth, every time the bell rings. Mrs. Neal, are you ready?
I think so.
For $2 a second, start telling us about your husband.
My husband has a gorgeous personality. I think he's the most wonderful man in the world. He's not very good with the children, though, because he spanks them, and I don't agree with him all the time. We never have too many arguments, but then when we do have one, he usually wins it. He always opens the door for me when we come into the house, and he arises when I come into the room. But he always picks the softest chair for himself and leaves me with a... leaves me with a hard bottom chair, else I'm standing. And when we go out for a ride, well, he always opens the car door for me very politely. But he usually catches my dress in the car door and it's ripped. And we go for a lovely ride in the hills. And he says, "Oh, dear, wouldn't you like to live up here?" And I say, "Yes, that would be wonderful." But then he says, "My goodness, it costs $30,000 and I'm only a salesman." What a rotten personality that is. But he's awfully nice. Lots of times when we go shopping, he brings me boxes of candy, but he always waits till we have company for me to open
30
them.
30 seconds.
Uh-huh. It's always lovely candy, and it's always tied with a beautiful ribbon. But the candy bars are usually broken, but then they can...
You must be buying some other kind of candy bar. That's all I got to say. Keep going.
We ran out of Mars bars yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And where am I?
Better be bad. Starts with a good.
Yes. I had a lovely sewing machine, but he said that I didn't use it often enough, so he was going to put it up for auction.
Time's up, and he did a wonderful job. A wonderful job. I think, Mrs. Neal, that your husband better stay around the house and let you go out from door to door. You're a real good talker, and you've won $180, didn't she, John?
That's right, 90 seconds.
And Spiegel has been satisfying thousands of customers for more than 88 years, and you'll be among them from now on. And thanks from People Are Funny.
And don't forget, always make yours forever yours.
How would you like to get something for nothing? That's the opening line of the confidence men who each year in the United States fleece people out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Actually, that much money is taken from the public. Last week, probing this particular field, we had a special guest of honor on the show who wanted to prove that people will still fall for unbelievably simple rackets. He's been out this last week in the United States swindling housewives for People Are Funny. And wait till you hear what happened. To make it more interesting, we promised that if anybody recognized him as our Mr. X from People Are Funny and accused him to his face of being the swindler we sent out, that person would win for herself a brand new 1954 Hudson Jet. And the compact Hudson Jet is America's most beautiful car for its white weight and price. Where is Mr. X? Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. X, we're calling you that, as you know, so that your real name will not get around. You're looking rather prosperous. Did you have a good week?
I had an excellent week, Mr. Linkletter.
Uh-huh.
Very fine.
Now, you've had experience in working in all kinds of fields where you sell.
That's right.
And you know what the rackets are from the standpoint of what the confidence men use.
I made a study of it, yes. Mm-hmm.
What part of the country did you fly to try the racket during this last week?
I went to the great state of Missouri.
And you stayed in one town or went
around? No, I made about, seven little towns. Oh. I looked them all over, seven of them.
Mm-hmm. And you flew out there and back?
That's right.
Find those TWA constellations are mighty comfortable?
Very comfortable.
And the stewardess?
Lovely.
Thank you. What kind of a con game now we can reveal did you play on the housewives?
Well, sir, when I got into Missouri, like I said, I looked over these seven towns and I decided to pick on one of them only, just one town. And I went out and had some cards printed. And I rented a truck, had a sign printed, put it on the truck, got myself a pair of coveralls, and I posed as a rug cleaner.
A rug cleaner?
A rug cleaner.
With a phony name, everything phony about you.
That's right.
All right. Now,
that's
what did you do?
Then I approached one of the homes, a nice-looking place, knocked on the door, and I told the lady that I was in the rug cleaning business. Now that the holidays were over, I told her perhaps her rug was soiled, and we had a big special deal on. You see, they have a sort of an alliance, these rug cleaners, where they charge $20 for the type of rug that she had. Now, this was the rule amongst the rug cleaning association in that particular area. That's what I told her. And I told her that if she'd help me out...
Is this the truth or not?
Oh, no, I made that up. Of course it's not the truth.
Gee, I just about gave him my rug here. And then what happened?
I told her that if she'd help me out by passing out some of my cards. I gave her the business cards, and I said, now, look, let me use your name, or you give these to your friends, and instead of charging you $20, I'll charge you $5 to clean this lovely rug.
You put her into business for you,
She thought. That's right.
So then what happened?
So she agreed to that, and her brother-in-law, by the way, was visiting her, and we all helped move the furniture about. We rolled up the rug, and her brother-in-law and myself put it on my truck.
And you drove away with
the
rug?
No, I didn't drive away. Immediately, I went across the street.
Yeah.
And I told that lady that this one sent me to clean her rug. And she gave it to me.
Now, in other words, what you did was appeal to the cupidity of these housewives in cutting the price and getting their rugs in your truck. How many rugs did you get away with during the week?
Six.
What would those rugs be worth?
I had them estimated already. They're worth about $750.
And those people didn't have your address?
They don't have my address. They didn't know me from Adam. And by the way, I still have the rugs.
As a matter of fact, they didn't call any Better Business Bureau. They didn't check with anybody to find out whether the cards you had printed were real or not.
No, sir, Mr. Linkletter. And to prove that, I brought along the order book. You notice there's no name on the order book at all?
No address.
No address.
Nothing.
Nothing.
All you did was write down the rug and the price and take it away.
That's exactly right.
Well, now, no one then asked you, I presume, that you were Mr. X from People Are Funny.
No one.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the rugs will be returned immediately because we have the list of the names and addresses of the people. And because we did cause these people a little inconvenience, I don't think we better tell their names, do you?
I don't think so. They'd be embarrassed, I'm sure.
We are going to send to each of these people, along with an explanation of how they helped us to help the nation see what a racket can do, we're going to send each of them their rug cleaned, and along with it, the amazing new powerful Lewitt vacuum cleaner that filters the air three times to remove dusty odors. From now on, they'll clean their own rugs. Nobody will get away with them. And I hope that they've learned a lesson, because the next con man they meet, they won't get a prize. They'll probably just lose their shirt. Now, Mr. X, you weren't discovered last week.
No, sir.
Now, that means you fly out on another TWA plane from Hollywood again this week, somewhere to the United States.
Right.
Now, I won't ask you what part of the country you're going to, but what are you going to try next?
I've got a dandy whipped up next week.
Dandy, a little Jim Dandy. Where are you going to work?
I'm going to operate in hotel lobbies, cocktail lounges, bus stations. As a matter of fact, anywhere where the public congregates. And by the way, I'm going to employ a Confederate.
In other words, there'll be two of you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's fine. And you'll do that one?
I certainly will, and not only that, I think I'll do that rug racket again. It was such a doggone good one, I liked it. I'll do it again.
Well, aren't you afraid that now that we've talked about it, they'll know about it?
No, sir. I'd like to prove that in spite of the fact that it's been done and they hear about it, they'll fall for it again.
All right. Now, folks, watch out. If you catch this man this week in some hotel lobby, barber shop, or place where people gather, and you accuse him of being Mr. X from People Are Funny, he'll say yes if it is our Mr. X. And he's a tall man, about 5 feet 11 and a half. Looks a little like Cary Grant, huh?
Could be.
Yes, uh-huh. He'll hand you the keys to a brand new 1954 Hudson Jet. And that makes Mr. X worth watching out for. So beware and be ready, and goodbye, Mr. X.
Thank you.
Happy hunting.
Goodbye.
About 25 minutes ago, we sent a contestant out from People Are Funny here at CBS to a nearby residential neighborhood in Hollywood to try an interesting psychological stunt, to deliver china lamps that had supposedly been misaddressed and to break them just as he handed them to the householder. He's back now, so here comes our Mr. Jeffrey. Let's find out what happened. Mr. Jeffrey, a buffer from the Silver Company. This is your first door-to-door work, I suppose.
Yes, it is.
Now, what did you say when the householder came out? You noticed the address, of course.
Well, I told him that I lived in the next block with the same address as they did.
Yeah, and that the package
belonged to them.
I see, after you'd opened it.
After I had opened it, the package was theirs, and so, I was bringing it over to them.
So there it was, a great, big, beautiful china lamp, and you're standing there. So, who was the first one that answered the first door?
Well, the first one was a gentleman answered the door.
Uh-huh. And what did you do when you dropped the lamp?
Well, I stepped back, and then his wife ran out, and she was very angry. And she wanted to know who's going to clean it up.
Oh, fine. What did the man say?
Well, man, he was good-natured about it. He just stand there laughing. Stunned. He didn't say anything.
Did he seem at all pleased that you'd think of to bring them over?
Well, he was pleased when I brought it over, but it didn't anger him when it dropped.
He's just happy-go-lucky.
He's just happy.
He doesn't care.
He didn't care whether it was broken or not.
And then she just wanted it cleaned up. Did she feel that she lost her present?
Well, I think that's why she was mad, because the lamp was all over the...
Yeah. So what did you say? You just kind of back away?
Well, I backed away. I apologized for breaking it. I told her I'd go get the lampshade. It was in the car.
Did you?
Well, I got away from there.
Oh, I see. You got back to the car and drove away. Now the second house you went to. How many houses did you go to?
Well, we went to three.
All right, second house. What happened?
The second house was another man.
Yeah?
Well, he was pleased to get it, and he reached out to get it. As he reached out, I dropped it.
Yeah?
Well, gee, he didn't look too mad, but he said he'd take the base and the wiring, that he could use the wiring anyway.
Meantime, the whole bowl is down. Did his wife show up or not?
His wife showed up, too, and she was displeased about the whole thing.
In other words, the women were madder than the men.
Yeah, so far, that's the way it was. The women were madder than the men.
And the men seemed to take it with considerable aplomb.
That's the way they took it.
Irv Atkins, come on up here. Irv's our outside man who observes everything from a safe distance, see. So if anything happens to the contestant, he can come back and tell. Was there anything that he left out?
Well, not at the last house. At the earlier houses, there were a little few different things. I think the second man was pretty angry, and the wife at the second house said, well, we're glad to get this lamp until it broke, and then she says, I don't think it belongs to us after all, and walked off.
Oh, she made the best of that. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to make those people all very happy. We're going to send, we got their addresses, and we're going to send each of them a bottle of glue to repair those lamps. I'm only kidding. Forever Yours Candy Bars will send each one of them a brand new lamp, and this time the delivery boy won't drop them. And for you, sir, we have... Where do you live?
I live in Meriden, Connecticut.
We are going to send to Meriden, Connecticut, a beautiful 12-cubic-foot Amana freezer made by the century-old Amana colonies in Iowa, guaranteed to outperform all other freezers. It's yours from Forever Yours. Thank you, Mr. Jeffries, for trying our stunt. Well, during this next week, don't forget to watch for our con man. If you call him Mr. X from People Are Funny, you get a 1954 Hudson Jet, lovely as a jewel case. The Hudson Jet's a compact edition of the fabulous Hudson Hornet. Right now, this is Art Linkletter saying goodnight from Hollywood, reminding you that when you go for really good candy, get Milky Way and its first cousin, Forever Yours. Forever Yours candy bars, the dark chocolate favorites everywhere. Take them home in the handy family six-pack or the 24-bar box. Good night, everybody.
People Are Funny is brought to you by Forever Yours Candy Bars, that dark chocolate-covered favorite. Remember, when your taste tells you light, pure milk chocolate over chocolate malted milk nougat, ask for Milky Way. But when dark chocolate is your wish, Forever Yours is your dish. Milky Way, Forever Yours. Two quality candy bars made famous by Mars. This program was transcribed from Hollywood.
I'd like to remind you that all programs aired on Same Time, Same Station come directly from our CD masters. They are...